Hello everyone. Kenji's here. So we're back. Back for class two. So what I like to do is before we really get into the coursework is to review your webcast posts on sharings from last class. So if you wouldn't mind, if you'd like to just type in your experience from last class, that would be great, and it'll give me food for thought for the activation as well. And I think today we're going to do emotional body work and inner child work to help again to stabilize your magnetic field for the upcoming four classes. And thank you, Japan, Tokyo, for tuning in. Always wonderful. So, Jim Lee asked a question about not getting knocked off in the activations. Well, I would just go with the flow. And, if you zone out, you zone out. I always think that it's best not to try to fight whatever your experience is in the activation. So, not trying to stay present physically. Not trying to not zone out or trying to zone out. Just go with the flow, and whatever happens is your best experience. So, thank you for sharing that. Junko from way across the world here. So, I would answer to your question about traumas coming forth, that it's all good because you are becoming aware that you are still holding these things in your subconscious or your unconscious. So we always like to look at it that when these things come up, that it's really beneficial. And just practice the way that we're teaching as far as letting go when it comes up and doing forgiveness work if you need to, and allowing your body to finally, for the last time, experience the motions of it so you can be finished with it. Because I believe that the only reason why we're still hanging on to old stuff is because we haven't allowed ourselves to fully experience it when it did happen, or we did experience it when it did happen, but then we put a judgment on it, so therefore we didn't release it fully. So I hope this brings clarity to your post. And I'm sure this happens a lot with you folks. So it's all good, really. It's all same, like my friend says. It's all good, no matter what happens. He always says, it's all good. It's all good. He's a Zen guy. He's kind of young, too. He's not very old. He's an Asian guy. All right. So we have Lori from Hanover, Connecticut, Massachusetts. Or he just hung over. That was a little humor there. Okay, so from Hanover, let's see here. So her mom passed away, and she's asking about this blue being that has come to her. And if it feels like a lot of love, then it's Mother Mary. Also, these divine mothers come, and some of them embody wisdom. But they do all carry this level of love and compassion. So the main ones, as you know from our history, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Isis on occasion, Lady Venus from Venus, yes, our sister planet. All good. Sometimes the Taurus come, and they're different colors. White, black, red. Green. So they represent different healing qualities. They come from the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Guadalupe, from the tradition from Mexico and South and Central America. And then we have others that we don't have any names for. They come too. so wonderful. You know, the gifts that she gave you, Lori, meditate with it. Imagine that you're holding like the ruby in your palms of your hands and you're in deep meditation. I am feeling here regarding your question of why you can't hear what she's saying. So you're trying to hear with your ears, perhaps. So in clairaudience, it's more of a knowing from what I get. It's more of a knowing impression that you get. You kind of just know, and it feels like you're kind of hearing that knowing as opposed to clairvoyantly seeing that knowing. I would also ask her to help you with your inner hearing when she does come. And you can do a merging, really, literally, a merging with her vibration so that you become one. Or just ask her to help you with all of that. So it's always good to ask. So thank you for sharing that. Catherine from New York. Okay. First class was fantastic. Okay, peaceful state. Flattened out like a pancake, did you? That was pretty good. Felt like I was in 2D. Egads. Oh, God. I had no thoughts whatsoever for an hour. Hey, thoughtless for an hour. That's going to replace sleepless in Seattle. Thoughtless for an hour in New York. Okay. That's very good. Very good. More grounded and less pain. Very good. Karen from Cheyenne. Seems like Karen's always on web posts, the webcast. She gets around. Okay, she says she has been really sick all week. We're going to assume that she wasn't sick the week before or whatever. So that's good. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff, upper respiratory sinus, extreme fatigue, yeah. Everything that makes you feel really miserable. She still has it. So it's really good that you are doing the activations while feeling miserable. The effects of the eclipse, new moon, equinox. Oh, yes. We just passed through that, didn't we? And you guys, remember, March is still a magnificent month for manifestation. Whether it's upper respiratory, lower respiratory, sinus infections, fatigue, all that. Yeah, it's all good for manifesting. Manifesting, whatever. Really good. Rhonda from Marion. I'm going to guess Illinois. Or Indiana. Midwesterner, eh? Okay, let's see what Rhonda say. Thank you for mentioning the possibility of having some spaciness as after effects. Yeah, quite spacey most of the time. You guys are quite spacey, quite blissed out. Took her a couple of days to get past that. Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to learn how to work with that spaciness or that feeling of spaciousness and timelessness and all of that. So look at it as a positive thing. We're learning how to be quantumly grounded, quantumly embodied. And this second class is going to really help reinforce your magnetic groundedness with everything so that you can carry these dimensional frequencies more in joy rather than in extreme challenges, shall we say. Oh, let me see. Utlu from Istanbul. He's everywhere, this guy. Okay. So after, this is kind of nice. So I'll share this with you guys. So after the first call, I received a freelance design project job. Now I am working on that project. Another friend also called for another freelance job, but that is not certain yet. They both called me right after the class. Thank you very much. Well, see, those kind of things can begin to happen because you're open to receiving these offers. Doesn't mean you have to take it, but, you know, being open to the offer. Okay, here's another one in case you guys want to write down a Kenji quote. Being open to the offer. So that's a daily mantra. Being open to the offer. OFFER. From whom? From anybody that's being guided to offer you. Yes, and by the way, that will help your self-esteem quite a bit. Yes. And you are learning that, hey, it's okay to receive. Wow. People are offering me. I must be a really good person. Yes, you are. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, and if I remember correctly, Mutlu recently was in a very precarious place medically. So, see, it's all good, like my friend says. Okay. Jim Lee's from Bangalore. Bangalore, I believe, Philippines. Not sure, though. Oh, yeah, he already asked a question about getting knocked off or getting knocked out during the activation. Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy being like, oh, I don't know where I went. But, you know, pay attention to the feelings, the sensation in your body after the activation, because that's really important. For me, usually, I'm just like, wow, I'm just like really sky high. Stoned on nothing. Yeah? Stoned on nothing from the quantum. Janice from Louisiana. We used to go to Baton Rouge. Okay, she says. She goes, this is good. Kenji, no one told us we had to suffer so much. Love being in the Kenji zone. I think that what she meant to say was like, no one told her that it's okay to not suffer. Yeah, you know, we were trained. Okay, get this, you guys. This is part of the. This is actually part of the activation that we're going to sneak in as a preview. Women, for I don't know how long, have been trained and taught by doctors, nurses, and probably even midwives. And those other and doulas thought childbirth most likely is going to be painful, like really painful, and you're really going to have to push, and you might be in labor for 33 hours and all that stuff, right? So guess what, you guys? So if your mom had that understanding either before or during giving birth to you, guess what? When your body came through the birth canal, it came through this field of childbirth is painful. And so guess what? If you absorb that energy, your body that is, not you as a soul, your body, guess what? It's going to grow up thinking, birthing anything new, get this, birthing anything new is going to be painful. Oh, my God, somebody write that down. I'm hot today, man. I mean, channel's really open. And comedy team is standing by. So, if your creative projects are painful, and you have labor pains, oh, God, my stomach hurts. Well, guess what? Now, you know what to replace it with once you clear that. Birthing, creativity on all levels is a joyful experience indeed. Okay. Getting back to Mutlu now. Istanbul. I hope it's safe over there, bro. And they aren't doing too many weird things over there, your government. All right. Let's see, spirits. Okay, a little confusion with hearing internally. Oh, he prefers taking a secret, but I'm sharing this with the whole class. So it's no longer a secret, sorry. You should have put at the very beginning, do not share with audience. Okay, for next time. Okay, well, you don't have to feel insecure about that. You're not the only one that hears stuff inside, and it's like really weird and all that. Well, see, it depends on what you're hearing, too. If you're hearing your angel, if you're hearing your soul, okay, that's a different thing than hearing noise from your logical mind or your ego personality part. Understood? So, things from your soul, your angel, are always loving and wise words and encouragement. Anything that denotes any kind of judgment or have to or shoulds or don'ts is not coming from your soul and your angel. Okay? So I hope that clarifies. Oh, Niagara Falls. Lots of water there. Hey, Karen, you ever go over the falls in a boat? Well, that could be an experience. She had a fabulous week. Great. Lots of energy, more folks, and clarity. Others hearing what I am saying, accomplishing more, feeling more in my heart. That's good. Others hearing what I am saying. Hearing. Finally. God. About time. Excellent. Beverly Hills. Rini. I think I pronounced it right. I'm still not having any thoughts. Having hard time thinking logically, laughing out loud or LOL. Oh, that's a good issue to have. I know, I remember some of the students from the past in the retreats. They come out of meditation and they can't think. They have a hard time. And some of them got a little concerned. Really? Concerned that there were no thoughts in your head? Yeah, in fact, Utah experience way back in 09, 08, 08. Really, really interesting. So, one of the hostesses there had a wave experience and she went into the void where there was absolutely like nothing that she was used to, and she freaked out and literally had an hysterical anxiety attack for, oh, God knows, 3 hours, whatever. So don't be afraid when you go into the zone and there's nothing there but quiet and stillness and peacefulness. You know, you shouldn't be afraid of that. That's what you want anyway. Okie dokie, as they say. Okie dokie. Rhonda asked, reading materials on some of the masters. Called in when we do the activations, historical background of the deities you mentioned. Some are mentioned I am discourses. I don't remember who we call forth, but for Yeshua or Jesus, there's the Gospel of Christ according to Levi, Levi. I don't think it's in print anymore, but that was a pretty amazing little book. Do you seen Gospels? Those are good. The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. The original versions of A Course in Miracles, published back 1979, 78, 77. Not the current editions. Okay. Oh, Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse, or Hesse, or Hesse, Hesse, is a story of the Buddha. Wonderful, wonderful. Krishnamurti's notebook, or Krishnamurti's journal, the only book he ever wrote personally. He had spinal pain a lot in his life, like intense to where it knocked him into bed for days, and yet he taught for a long time, 50 years or thereabouts. Wonderful being. Yeah, but I think if any more, I'll let you know. Okay, let's see here. Oh, that's really good. Jim Lee, felt like bubbles inside my body when I touched it after a while. Have been going off to sleep, but the ability to stay awake is getting stronger and longer with each listening. Yes, see? Okay. We'll take some phone callers shortly. Oh, and today it was kind of a nice day here in Seattle. The actual sun came out, you guys. Yes, the sun. It's actually here. Well, miracles never cease. Now, if you end up talking to yourself a lot, like I'm kind of rambling, like right now, that's quantumly normal. So don't be upset. But I would suggest not doing it in an elevator, because those people probably wouldn't understand. But like walking on the street, yeah, that's cool. People do it all the time, actually. I always wonder, are they mumbling to themselves, or are they talking to their higher self or their guardian angel? So they're either kind of like really awake and enlightened, or they're kind of like got a mental health condition. Any case, you know, interesting, huh? Mental health isn't always as it appears to be. Some of those people are very tapped in. They just don't have the balance, and that's why they end up in hospitals and psych wards and medications and stuff. It's not that they're crazy. It's just that they don't have the balance and the grounding. Okay. So those souls, right? Okay, get with the program and create more balance for that body. More balance. Catherine asked a question, so I would say you can, if you have a way to just download or copy the activation part of the show. I personally don't know of software offhand that can do that, but I am sure. So she was asking about if there's a way to just stop the question and answer part and just listen to the recordings. But I think what you may be able to do is you may be able to find an editor that will just delete everything except the activation. And then if that's just what you want, then you can do that. That would be my suggestion. Or you can record it onto a blank CD by 5D by 5 blank CDs. And then copy the whole show on one CD, and then after you do the whole series, so that you have six, actually it would be on six CDs, right? Yeah, so that's almost, well, yeah, that's 80 minutes. Okay, that's cutting it close, but you could copy it all onto six CDs, the main part of the class. And then go to an editor place in town and just have them copy just the activation onto a blank CD, in which you would need probably two CDs. No, I'm sorry. You would need, God, you might need four CDs, maybe six. That's just an idea. Okay. Oh, Bangalore is in India. So sorry, Charlie. Okay. Oh boy, that's a good one. So, oh God, really? So, Berecki. So I know what you typed in. That's not exactly illegal city or country, but that was kind of funny. All right. So if you folks, if you have relatives that are sociopaths, mentally ill, schizophrenic, anxiety-ridden, dementia, domineering control, help, right? Yes. One thing I've noticed, so if you offer the pillars of light for somebody that's not balanced, it could actually make them worse and more out of control. So I wouldn't be very cautious in offering the pillars of light to anybody that's got a mental health condition or that are on psychiatric meds. But what you can always do is call upon the Christ family. Just use that term. You can call upon the Christ family for loving support for these bodies. It doesn't mean that their soul is like, you know, like how it appears, the conditions in their body. But for some reason, the soul is allowing that kind of condition to manifest in the body. Or that the ego part is strong enough to not allow the soul to come in around the body to guide it and direct it. Sometimes it appears that souls can be so strong-willed, either out of fear or whatever, that they literally can push away the soul vibrations to an extent to where it's not like integrated into the life of the body. I would also ask for the earth angels to comfort these people that you mentioned. Okay, that's my suggestion. Okay, Rhonda. Yeah, we can hear you on that Lutheran indoctrination in the Midwest. So we're happy to see that the activations are helping you, yeah, overcome those imprints. And we actually are going to do an activation for your inner child too tonight regarding the imprints and stuff. Okay. All right. So just for you folks, Rini says, if you have an MP3 player with record function, you can record the part you want. Okay, wonderful. Auckland. All right. New Zealand. I love that country. Never been there though. Okay. Oh, so love you heaps. That's a New Zealand phrase, eh? Heaps meaning probably a whole lot, right? Okay. So the signal in your left hand when you ask God's source questions. Well, you already know what you're tapped into, so I think you're not phrasing the question correctly. So yes, the signal in your left hand or your palm, I suppose, is God responding to your question. And then don't try to figure it out logically. Just go into the feeling sensation in your body, in your left hand, and you can kind of grok the answer. Grok meaning you can kind of just know without going through the thinking process. He says you can also feel a response from the center of his being. Can you enlighten me further? I do not understand what I'm experiencing. Well, you don't have to understand what you are experiencing. That's part of the mind thing again. Just ask, okay, show me how to use this energy in my life. See the power of questions. We forgot. Okay. Okay, I'm going to refresh one more time and then go to the phone. Okay, I am going back to the control panel here. So, if you want to ask a question, please do star two to raise your hand. Any of you folks out there in telephone land? Ah, all right, Janice. Okay, gotcha. Whoops, what happened? I clicked her and then she went. All right, we gotta do Amy here. Janice, if you did start two, you can do it again, but it went off the screen. Okay, Amy.
I have a question. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
My question is, when I, this is about sort of walking into a field that reminds my body of something familiar in the past that's really just, my body goes into an automatic pilot pattern. And I want to be able to have more grace around that. I want to actually, ideally, be able to be completely non-reactive. But if I am reactive, I want to be able to surf the wave instead of feeling like I'm tsunamied. How do I do this? How do How does this happen?
Well, you're already doing it from your emails and stuff and
Oh,
all that.
God, okay.
You're answering your own question. You already know how to do it, huh? You just want some validation.
Oh.
Ooh. Just
Oh, Val.
call upon the power of grace. You know, when anytime anything gets a little sticky or heavy. Just
Okay.
silently, inwardly, or you can
All right.
verbalize it, you know? And then just be open. Just be open to what comes next without any consideration or anticipation of what it's going to look like or how it's going to show up. See, if you're open-ended with the receiving part, with no projections, no mental projections, then that's the best.
Okay.
Ask Pearl how to do it.
I know she does it. She just started looking at me like, okay, open this door. Let me in here.
Yeah, see? Hi, Pearl. Hey, Pearl. You want to give me a high five, Pearl? That's her Malamute.
Did you hear her dancing? She's quiet tonight.
Yeah. Okay, Pearl, we're going to do the activation pretty soon. And for all you pets out there, we're going to start pretty soon. Okay, thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to Janice and Louis. What happened? I clicked on her and now she disappeared again. So, wait a minute. Okay, Janice, you should be on. Can you hear?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I figured that was kind of the way it works with me anyhow.
Oh,
Kenzie,
okay.
I have a question. I thought I was ascending and doing really good and
mm-hmm.
found out that I was in a false ascension and on a false grid. Can you
mm-hmm.
elaborate on that a little bit? Because this was new to me.
False ascension grid. I hate that when that happens, you know? It's like, who are they kidding?
Really?
Oh, Jesus. I'm not even going to ask on the air about that. Okay, so what we suggest you do when you meditate is ask and intend that you are on the right grid for yourself.
Okay.
Regarding the ascension.
Yeah, I never knew about that other, and so it really caught me off guard.
Well, there are stories going around, you know, of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, to each his own, you know. So, you know, just, and this for all of you guys, right, if you have a similar kind of question on this level, just ask and receive and intend the right grid for you. Nobody else. The right grid for you regarding your ascension. So, see, then it's between you and Creator. It's a personal thing. It's between you and Creator, nobody else, right? Nobody else's stuff gets in the way. So you don't want to go on somebody else's idea of this ascension grid that may or may not be true, right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
So you do that in your daily meditations.
I will.
Okay.
So
thank you. We have time for one more question, I think. Phone question or sharing. Or I might pick on you. Come on. Somebody raise your hand here. Oh, Wailuku Hawaii.
Hello.
All right, you're on. Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha.
My question is about dealing with the just heavy longing of home, of wanting to go home, even when you're sitting in your own house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know a lot of people here probably feel that way, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's just, like, unbearable.
Why don't you do this to freak out your logical mind? Bring home here. To where you are physically. Because you can't go home yet because you're still here. So why don't you merge and why don't you bring home here where you are?
Okay.
So how does that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a good plan to me, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're here. I understand the question. So you're here. And if you were meant to go home, you wouldn't be here now.
Right.
You wouldn't have a body. So apparently you still have time here on the earth. So bring home that vibration. Bring your home realm energy to your body, to here. Do it in your meditation. Do it every day. You don't have to do it for long, that intention. So you just focus on bringing that part here to your body. And then when you begin to feel home in your body, then you can then focus on something different in your meditation or just complete your meditation at that point.
Okay.
All right?
I'll work on it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. That was a great question and sharing. Okay, we're going to start the activation right about now. So, you guys know the drill, right? Make your spine comfortable. So where your neck is feeling supported and relaxed. Oh, we got to work on your neck. Okay, so I got two. So we are going to be working either inner child, your emotional body, and your neck. Okay. So remember the last activation we did in the first class? Just remember what that felt like from what you can remember. And through breathing now, you're going to begin to bring back that memory sensation to your brain and your heart space. You're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. Now begin to slowly allow relaxation of your whole mind-body setup. So we're going to receive waves of light and sound. That's going to cover from above your head to below your feet and the space around your body. Oh, 36. Okay, either 36 inches or 36 feet, depending upon you. Now, this is non-local, so it's not necessarily going to travel vertical or horizontal or diagonal. It's just going to begin to happen. Okay, these are deep waves of relaxation. Allow the eyelids to become very relaxed, the forehead muscles, your TMJ, your fingers, your toes, your thigh muscles, your calf muscles, your forearm muscles, your shoulder joints, your tongue, base of your skull. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Feel as if the Earth Mother is surrounding your physical body with these magnetic frequencies of deep relaxation, calm, tranquility, and peacefulness. So, simply give your brain permission to receive. You may zone out on this part. That's all right. Don't fight anything. Breathe deeply into your belly. Now, whatever feelings and emotions come up, just allow. Now, part of the protocol, after we initiate the breathing to relax the brain and the body and the muscles and the nerves, we're going to detach or disengage from your pain body, your so-called pain body, your emotional body, your mental body, or your logical mind, your intellect, from tribal consciousness, from the chaos of the world, and from everything that's going on within the family. Do that through the breathing process, letting go as you exhale, creating the intention as you inhale and as you exhale. Disengage. I am now freeing myself from the conflict of the world, from the conflict of humanity, from the trauma and the chaos. And I now allow my awareness to move into its natural state of peace and calm and oneness within. I allow my body to be open. I allow all of my chakra system, my spiritual centers, the power points of the body to be open and activated. I allow my meridians and nadis complete flow and circulation. Okay, we're going to ground now through the feet with the Earth Mother. So we're going to imagine that you have magnets under your feet and that the Earth Mother at its core is very magnetic in one sense. And you're going to align the magnets within your feet chakras to the magnet within the Earth, in the core of the Earth. So as if you are walking upon the earth but not of it, being how like Yeshua walked the earth, being how like Mary Magdalene walked the earth, being how like Anna, grandmother of Jesus, and Mother Mary, how they were upon the earth but not of it, John the Baptist, James, and the rest of the Christ family. They also have gone by other names in other cultures, in other times, and other ages of human evolution, and also off planet in other systems. Now, as you are completely disengaging, move into your core. And feel as if you are in the core of this sphere of light that is non-local and non-dimensional even. This is in the realm of timelessness. And just allow to to experience and receive and be. Now, from this core of creativity, you're going to activate the sun chakra next to your belly button in your physical body. And you're going to activate your still point, that place in your sacred chamber behind your physical heart of your physical body. And your Ajna center, that's equivalent to your third eye, or your one eye center, that's connected to that part of your brain that connects to the hypothalamus, thalamus, medulla, pituitary. Now, staying in this place of the oneness, you're going to evoke or call forth your Council of Light, your guardian angel and or angels, your soul group in your home realm vibration for support with this activation and this class. And we're going to invite your ancestors, your pets, your family members to receive according to their ability to trust and allow. Your pets will receive the pet waves, specifically for that kingdom. There's the cat kingdom, the doggy kingdom, the horsey kingdom, the bird kingdom, the reptile kingdom, the rodent kingdom, the fish kingdom. And we're going to ask your pets to fully receive the magnetic frequencies that are being offered to assist with any imbalances in your body that you may have taken on from humanity. And we desire for you to be free of human illnesses and diseasements and stress and worry. And we're going to ask all the pets to begin to give their masters impressions as to the right type of diet and food that would be required for them to be and maintain healthy body, strong body, flexible body. That also includes levels of water and liquids. Okay, now we're going to take a deep breath down the spine. Now allow the body to breathe naturally. And we're going to bring a feeling of balance and harmony to the base of your spine. Now breathe in a sense of support and nurturance for your lower abdominal area and your low back. You don't have to know what. Use your knowing. Okay, breathing in peacefulness into the belly, solar plexus, your mid-back, your kidneys. Divine peacefulness and balance and harmony as well. And then for your chest and lungs and upper back and shoulder joints, Breathe in the power of loving kindness. Breathing in flexibility into the neck and throat, base of the skull. All right, we're going to create a space for you to let go from your neck and from your thyroid, from your throat, from your vocal cords, from the base of your skull, your shoulder joints, all energies that are not yours, all cords, bindings, and attachments. These are plug-ins from other people that are wanting something from you, or and or that are manipulating and controlling you in one way or another, and vice versa. We're going to ask you to let go of all cords, binding, and attachments and energies in which you may be manipulating, controlling others and or situations. So we're going to breathe in free space and the power of freedom for your neck specifically, your thyroid, base of your skull, your esophagus, your digestive system, your spinal alignment through your shoulder joints, and your atlas. And now bring awareness to the forehead. Now bring all of your awareness to your forehead. Breathing in, breathing out. Now feel the power of the great central sun, the Christos energy. The rays from the sun connecting specifically to your brain through your pineal gland. So we're going to decalcify, if you will, energize, balance, harmonize, reset, recalibrate, reposition, if necessary, your whole pineal apparatus in relationship to your Ajna chakra, your crown chakra, and your throat chakra, connected to the base and your crown chakra and the base of the spine, as well as your feet. Now we're going to ask your soul group to work with you in this part of the magnetic activation part for your magnetic field, your emotional body, your inner child. So we're going to call just a few members of your soul group for it that want to assist and support. Say no more than three. And just simply be aware of their vibration, their presence. And ask them to communicate to you through pictures, inner knowing, kinesthetic feeling in the body, or by the clairaudient level of your inner hearing. Okay, so you are still in that bliss zone, the oneness field. You are aware of your physical body. You're aware of the earth. Now, we'd like you to get a sense of your magnetic field for your physical body. And now we're going to ask you to tap in, tune into your emotional body, or what we think of as the emotional body. And we're going to go to the areas of the emotional body that you're not aware of, that are ready for transformation. So this is an area that holds, if you will, unresolved feelings and emotions from past experiences that are ready to be resolved with the help of the soul and with the help of Prime Source. So it's as if the light, the magnetics, the sound waves, are moving to the core of your emotional body, to the very depths of your emotional body, and it's beginning to create a resonant magnetic frequency that's going to gently move and push the unconscious up into awareness, almost as if going to the depths of the ocean and bringing up the mud, if you will, the sediment that's been laying there for a long time, up to the surface of the water and into the sunlight. To be bathed into the sunlight, to be bathed in the light of the sun. Okay, have the body take a deep breath. Now, we want you to pretend that you can actually feel your sensing channels, to be able to right now sense the condition of your magnetic field. So we're going to scan on a scale from 1 to 10, and 10 representing complete harmony with the environment, with the Earth Mother, and a complete stabilization of your chakra system, your electromagnetics, that are able to bring forth the higher dimensional frequencies. So in other words, it's the complete alignment of the vertical and the horizontal. So whatever number you get from 1 to 10, that will be right now your level of your level of harmony and integration. Just going to make note . Okay, we're going to call forth the Divine Mother Consciousness Vibration. So however many of Divine Mothers wish to step forward, and we're going to ask them as a collective, as a group mind, as a group heart, to come forth and to bring a vibration of cleansing and blessings to your emotional body. And we're going to ask your inner child now to step forward and to be in a receptive position or posture to receive. Now, as we do this, if the image of your genetic or paternal grandmother or even grandmother shows up, you just invite them into this activation. We're going to ask for assistance with the moon, from the moon, through the moon. As well as from the elementals and the nature spirits. Your awareness is staying in a place of detachment. Enchanted neutrality. Okay, allow that to continue until complete, staying in the core of the zone. Now we're going to call forth the Divine Masculine to come forth and to bring a balance to the mental body. And to begin to bring forth into conscious awareness all false beliefs, and all beliefs that are no longer relevant. And to bring forth into conscious awareness any places within the mental body that are stuck, You're going to call forth the kingdom of the angels. To begin to shed light on things. To begin to bring into that which has remained hidden or in the dark, to bring it into the light. And to bring into mankind's awareness the deeper mysteries and the ancient teachings. To all those that are ready and open and willing to receive. Take another slow, deep breath. Okay, now receive the magnetic vibrations into your etheric body. That's your physical body counterpart, energetically, called the etheric double. Now, the magnetics, the sound waves are going to work just like as if it was going through your physical body. It's going to go through your nervous system, your circulatory system, your lymphatics, your bones, your blood system, your spine, your skin, your brain, your heart, all your organs, muscles, connective tissue. So it's going to do this one by one in layers, starting with the most dense of your etheric body and moving towards the least dense. You may feel some weird stuff happening in your brain and your heart muscle. It's just temporary. And stay grounded with the earth. You might feel a little nauseous, dizzy, queasy. That's all normal. Hot, cold, sweating. Body movements. twitches, rapid eye movement, sounds in the ear, visions. Okay, allow everything to continue until complete. Okay, take a slow deep breath and focus at the tip of your nose. And from there, we're going to send our awareness deep into the earth. We're going to go into a special chamber within the heart of the earth. It is a teaching chamber, if you will, much like inner sanctuary that might feel a little temple-like, but it's deep in the core on the higher dimensions of the earth. You will be guided to the most perfect place for you within the heart of the earth, to receive teachings and remembrances regarding your spiritual growth, development, your soul path, your soul destiny, your agreement with the earth, your agreement with humanity, and your agreement with the cosmos. So we will allow a number of silence and earth minutes, and then when it's time to return, I will bring you forth. Okay, have the body take a slow deep breath. You will be given a gift before you return to the earth, so you may receive that now. This is a gift that will assist with your spiritual growth and development and your path to awakening. We give gratitude and thanks for the blessings and for this time within the earth, within her sacred chambers. So as we begin to come back to your body, you're going to hold the intention that you are carrying with you and bringing back into your home these beautiful vibrations from the heart of the earth. We're going to breathe that wonderful feeling up into the base of the skull and the neck. And again, breathe it into the shoulder joints and the base of the neck. You're going to ask for divine balance and harmony for your atlas. Begin to breathe all the way down the spine gently in spirals, taking that beautiful sensation from within the earth and wrapping your spine with that vibration of sacredness, completely wrapping around clockwise and counterclockwise your spinal column from your tailbone and coccyx, sacrum, all the way up through your brain stem, your atlas and axis vertebrae, C1 and 2, and all the way through the brain stem. And all the way up into the portal of the brain, into pineal pituitary thalamus, hypothalamus, all the sacred areas in the brain in both hemispheres, into the memory section of the brain, into the cognitive function, into the limbic system, amygdala, into the precognition area of the brain. Into the logic center. Into the visual cortex. The sensory cortexes. Breathe in into the sacred chamber of the heart, your still point. And you're going to wrap this energy around the feet and the ankles. Okay, we're going to breathe into the belly now three times very gently. I am present. I am here. I am fully awake, alive, relaxed, and energized. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Letting the brain adjust. Remember to drink at least 4 ounces of water. For those of you still coming back, come back at your own right timing. Make sure you're grounded and drink water afterwards. And when you're ready, come into the now. So allow yourself to have the next 7 days be a very natural one for you, one that is more spontaneous, naturally guided, gifted, full of joy and laughter and spontaneity, peace and calm. And feel free to share on next week's webcast page your thoughts and feelings and emotions from tonight's class. So until next time, we thank you very much for your attendance. We wish you well, many blessings. Namaste.